This is a CK to Z news update.
Summer fundraiser launch to improve walking and bicycling trails. The Cortez Community Housing Society is launching a summer fundraiser to expand and improve the trail system in the south end of Cortez Island. CK to Z News interviewed Executive Director Sandra Wood for details.
The Cortez Community Housing Society is really excited to be launching a new trail initiative. As many people might know, that the Cortez Island Senior Society and the Housing Society have a piece of land called Rainbow Ridge, where we hope to build 20 new affordable rental homes in the next few years. And since that project, the construction's not going to start for at least another year or two, we thought, well, this is a good moment to pause and think what else we could do to help the community. And the idea was to expand and improve the trail system. So it's something we've had in the back of our mind for a long time, because we collectively decided to open up the old logging trail to the public when the Senior Society bought the property. And I think a lot of people have been enjoying that access to the property. And one concern we've had is that once construction begins, the logging road will be, part of it will be decommissioned. It will become a part of a construction site and the road will be rerouted. And so this is an opportunity for us to move the trail and improve the trail now before the construction of the housing begins.
I love how much foresight there is. You're really looking at all these different angles and thinking ahead.
Yes, definitely. What we're planning to do is launch a fundraising event for the summer to raise as much money as we can. Our goal is to raise $80,000 towards the project. And our vision is to help fund a whole host of stages and steps. And that includes everything from planning the trail route, but also then to hire local people to help us clear the undergrowth, to help create level pathways. We know we have to install some culverts, and eventually we want to create new maps and signage to help people so that they don't get lost. But there's also some tree limbing that has to happen, some tree maintenance, probably some firewood production, and ideally building some park benches as well that will go along the trail. So that's why we're raising funds to launch this project.
From what you mentioned, there could be quite a number of jobs that could be available.
That's absolutely what we're hoping. And we always hope to hire local people and local craftspeople and use as much of the local wood as we can from the community forest and from other mills on the island. So that's always been a part of our vision, is help generate some economic development as well as build some housing. Yeah, so the trail project, we're hoping, will be a part of that, of connecting some of these pieces together. And our vision is that we want, for the first time, for people to be able to walk east and west from Manson's Hall to the health center, and that they'd be able to do that through the Rainbow Ridge property, but also the commercial lot that's owned by the Economic Development Association. And then in addition to that, we want to make sure that the piece of the logging road that's going to be decommissioned will be routed further to the east side of our property, so that we'll be having people walking more through the forest that exists on Rainbow Ridge. And part of our vision is to also make sure that we protect the wetlands that are on the property, and also protect the wildlife corridors that are on the opposite west side of the property. So we're going to continue to protect those sensitive areas.
The project will also improve the trailhead coming out onto Cemetery Road, which often gets muddy in the winter, not only moving it to higher ground, but also rerouting it to align with the entrance to the Siskin Lane trail system. That alignment is part of the grander vision underpinning the trails improvement project.
We want to, for all time, make it possible for the public to walk all the way from the south end of the island, Smelt Bay, through the Siskin Trail system, then onto this Rainbow Ridge trail connection, and either stop in Manson's Landing for shops and services or connect with the School to Sea Trail that will take people all the way to Manson's Landing, the lagoon, and the dock. So that's how we see that Rainbow Ridge is a piece of that puzzle, a little missing piece. And our vision is to help connect that and protect that for the public in the long term. And it's also great for people on bicycles, especially if you're living anywhere along that trail system that enables them to bicycle into Manson's Landing for their shopping and for the services that are in the village core. It's a way for them to avoid the road system and the traffic. So I think that's a really important part of the vision. I think that Cortez, as part of climate change and as part of transportation planning, is really to get more people walking and biking instead of using their car for those short trips. And that's why we want to create the missing link, so to speak.
And also keeping pedestrians and bicyclists safe, because there's not really a lot of space on that road. Yeah, that would be really helpful for drivers and for everyone on their two wheels or 2 feet.
That's true. Our country roads don't have very wide shoulders, and obviously we don't have any sidewalks or curbs to protect pedestrians. So it is nice to have an option, a safer option, especially, well, for everybody, but especially for children. If they're wanting to bicycle to school and they live on the south end of the island, to be able to go to school without being on the roads, I think would be ideal.
Do you have a sense of the timeline at the moment?
Well, ideally, we'll have a successful fundraiser this summer. And we're also applying for grants along the way to see if we can raise some extra funds that way. We'd love to have all the funding in place by the autumn, this fall. And then potentially we could begin late fall, early winter. Once the drought is over and the fire hazard is over, then that would be a great opportunity to do some work in the forest.
Two exciting events with prizes will be announced in the next few weeks. In the meantime, this is how contributions can be made.
Find our link on Canada Helps to the Cortez Island Seniors Society, and we'll be posting that information on the Tideline and as part of this article, as part of this coverage as well. People can also donate by sending a check to the Cortez Island Seniors Society, and just make a note that it's for the trail project, and you can send that to Post Office Box 27 in Manson's Landing. A lot of Americans who own summer homes here, own property here, are able to donate through Tides US Foundation, and they have a link now for us, for the Cortez Community Housing Fund, and that's a way that they can get a tax deductible receipt for their contribution. And I wanted to say that there are tax deductible receipts for all Canadians and American donors as well.
You have been listening to an interview with Sandra Wood, Executive Director of the Cortez Community Housing Society.